past, we follow the same cycle of having the truth, rejecting the truth, and being abandoned by God. C.S. Lewis was writing in his book, The Problem of Pain, and he wrote this, "The lost enjoy forever the horrible freedom they have demanded and are therefore self-enslaved. God will abandon sinners to their own choices and the consequences of those choices." And just what is this abandoning act on God's part? It is the removal of restraining grace. It is when God lets go and turns a society over to its own sinful freedoms and the results of those freedoms. No scripture more directly confronts this abandonment and its consequences than Romans 1 does. Here is the most graphic and the most comprehensive discussion of what it means to be abandoned by God, and it is the best passage that I know of to explain the moral chaos and the confusion that we experience in our own nation at this very time. God's wrath is already at work in our culture. We're not waiting for it. We are currently experiencing it. Drop down to verse 24, and here is the defining section on what it means to be abandoned by God. Verse 24, God gave them over. Verse 26, God gave them over. Verse 28, middle of the verse, God gave them over. Three times you have the statement, God gave them over. This term, paradidomi, in the Greek can have a judicial sense. It can be used of a judgment made on a criminal who is then handed over for punishment. Each of these phrases expresses the fact that the wrath of God has acted judicially to sentence sinners. It is God officially giving them over. It is God letting them go to the uninterrupted cause and effect their sinful choices produce. When this judgment falls, there is a depriving of restraining grace, and sin runs rampant through a society. Sin is both the cause of this and the effect and the